And then Mr. Ahmed says that they're doing something very similar in Britain. Now, he seems real, Mr. Ahmed, to me, by which I mean authentic. Although delving a bit more into his articles, I must admit, I felt a warning flash to read that an ex-CIA agent who's found religion latched onto him. And I also must admit to a little prejudice, and the more I read from this ex-agent, the more I think it's warranted, i.e., my prejudice being that generally the apple don't fall too far from the tree. And what I've read so far from Mr. Steele sounds a lot like an attempt to co-opt the language that we're trying to develop here. We can't see into a heart, but we can evaluate strategy. I mean, we've talked a lot about this need to be strategic, to think in terms of strategy, everything we do, but it can't be emphasized enough. So it don't matter if we can't see into the heart. What matters is that we can accurately assess the correctness of strategy for getting us where we want to go. Freedom, leisure, happiness. Work backwards from that goal. That requires numbers. That requires a transformation of the human heart. That requires working with our brothers and sisters and getting these discussions going so that we're all thinking about them, because it's clear that's what we want as soon as we get a chance to discuss whether or not it's possible. We all want force, coercion, off of us. And when he says, Mr. Steele, in response to questions from Nafiz Ahmed, and I'm going to quote from that piece. The questions are from Nafiz Ahmed. What about the claim that the U.S. is on the brink of revolution, he asks. And Mr. Steele replies, revolution is overthrow, the complete reversal of the status quo ante. And my interjection, we know that ain't so. We've been schooled better from Shaw to Hugo, Victor, to de Tocqueville. The only thing that can bring reversal is evolution. The evolution of the human spirit, embracing the all. Otherwise, you get back where you started. No, revolution don't bring reversal. Revolution brings justification for the state to clamp down. It wants that. But when we know where we want to go, and that means numbers demanding freedom, leisure, happiness, that's not revolution. That's an evolution of the human soul. Right? The greatest... What was that poem I love from Christopher Fry? The longest stride of soul. That's what that is.